can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Perhaps you'd like to share your experience out at the Occupy events. I realize this is a recurring topic on Free Talk Live, and when things are hot in the world, that does tend to happen on this show. And this Occupy fill-in-the-blank movement is happening everywhere, and it doesn't show any sign of dropping off. According to what I'm hearing, the people at these bigger places like New York City and Boston and other places actually around the world, they're not diminishing. People are still coming. They're kind of keeping at about the same level or maybe increasing in their size, which is great to know. In fact, we know that our friends Pete and Ademo from LibertyOnTour.com and CopBlock.org are actually en route as we speak, heading down to New York City to attend the Occupy Wall Street.
Did you find out if they're taking Marv?
They're going to park Marv in New Jersey.
The mobile
authority resistance vehicle.
Yes.
I think a lot of people are also going and then going home to take care of some business and coming back.
Oh, yeah.
So it's in and out.
It gets bigger on the weekends, as I understand, and that makes some
sense
to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, so people have to give whatever they can to this. If they're interested in the movement, they can only give so much of their time. If they have a job, if you're homeless and you have no job, then you can occupy all the time. But for the most part, it works if you've got enough people to where some people can come for a few hours and then other people can come for a few hours. And, you know, you don't have to stay there the entire time.
I think there's something to be said for the people that are holding the vigil 24 hours a day, though.
Oh, they're hardcore.
I mean, you know, I think that it keeps the movement relevant and ongoing.
Oh, absolutely.
People know there's a space for them to go to at that time. Because if you say, we're going to be here every Friday and stay the night until Monday or whatever, then you don't know when you go that people are going to be there.
Well, right. I mean, if you've got a movement that's big enough to where you can have those people there 24 hours, and there are a couple people in Keene that would like that for Keene, but it doesn't seem very likely at this point in time. There aren't enough people. Like, there were a couple nights where there were some tents that were put up in a public park in Keene, in downtown Keene, but the cops came on the second night and threatened them, and there were only two people there, and it's just they didn't have the numbers. They didn't have the numbers to sustain it. They'd have the numbers in Wall Street, and they have the numbers in these other places. And you're right, Mark. I mean, the Occupy movement would probably be not anywhere near as noticeable or effective if it was just a weekender kind of thing.
Well, you know, if they really – I think even if it was a couple people that just started out, if they were to commit to it and stay in one place for a while, then eventually people would commend them for their dedication. I think – more people would probably jump on board.
I think you're right, but the trick is you have to have a certain amount to start with. Because if you just start with two tents, with two people, the cops are going to come, and
yeah,
your
true.
Occupation is over. So whether you leave voluntarily or you don't, you're going to leave the park at some point, either in handcuffs or not. And so that's the trick is to, if you're doing these Occupy movements and you haven't started doing some sort of an overnight thing, the trick would be to find out from the participants, okay, how many people is enough people? How many people is enough for you to say, I will come out and camp? And that's really the ultimate question.
It seems like you have to have a couple of dozen to stave off the authorities.
Well, it all depends on how many so-called authorities there are in your area. If you're in a small town like Keene, yeah, if you had two dozen, you'd probably be all set. If you're in a larger place like New York City, you probably need 200.
Yeah.
Because if the cops can outnumber you, that's where the problems come in.
I bet there are some evenings that there are fewer than 200 at the Occupy Wall Street one, maybe.
Well, now it all depends, see? Like Occupy Wall Street, there are probably only so many people that are camping, but there are always people around to support them, right? So
yeah.
There's the core group that's camping out, and then there's the folks that, you know, maybe they've been downtown for something and they had to go and, you know, they walk by and they stay for an hour. So there's different people with different levels of commitments, but you're right, it's the hardcore campers, the ones that are there all the time, that are really the ones that I think are making it happen.
And they still can't have tents, am I right?
Where?
In New York, they can't have tents.
I have not heard this. The last I heard about New York, unless there's been a development in the last few days I haven't heard about, it's certainly possible. Feel free to let us know at 855-450-FREE. But last I heard was that they were going to take down everyone's tent. And the plan was it last Friday, I think it was, where it was Thursday night. They told everybody, all right, you know, this is it. Friday morning, we're coming. We're going to kick you out of the park.
Get ready for your tent to be torn down.
Yep, and we're going to take your tents if you don't take them. Because we're cleaning out the park. And then at that point, they had said they were going to enforce the park's supposed rules, which say you can't put stuff down on the ground, etc. And so basically making it so we're going to clean everything out, and then if anybody tries to put a tent up at that point, you'll be threatened, slash arrested, slash ticketed, whatever. But they backed down at the last moment. They the company that owns the park, Zuccotti Park, in New York City in Wall Street, decided that they would rather negotiate with the folks that are occupying. And you know,
it's
get
much
them
more something the company would do.
Yeah, it was a smart move on their part.
A corporation is willing to negotiate.
Right, the
evil
corporation.
These people out there protesting corporations in a lot of cases, but
the corporate park
will do the bidding of this of the corporation or the city or whatever.
Yeah. So that's the latest that I had heard. I mean, if something has changed, I would love to know about that.
I hope they have tents, because, I mean,
I'm pretty sure
it's
going to
get cold soon.
Cold now at nighttime up here in New England. It's probably not that much warmer in New York City. 855-453 is the number. So last hour, let's get back to what we were talking about for our listeners that are just tuning in. I was out at the Occupy Keene event today in front of the bank. We were people were handing out flyers. I had my anti-U.S. sign, my pro-secession sign, and the flyers were about getting people to leave the bank, the Bank of America, close their accounts before November 5th, by November 5th. And then open an account at like a local credit union. And actually, it ended up being a very successful event, and I think we're going to do more of that because it's something people can do. It's an action that the average person can take. And a lot of people have Bank of America accounts. It's the number one bank.
Should I not take advertising from Bank of America if they offer
take
it
their
point?
Money, please. Please. I got no problem taking their money. But take your money out of the bank. That was the message. I think it's a good message. It's something someone can wrap their head around. It's something that they can easily implement if that's something they want to do. And so at one point, a lady comes up, Tammy Stainfield, and she's got business cards. And she is running to be the 45th president. And her tagline here on the card is Preserve, Protect, and Defend the Constitution of the United States.
Well, look how effective passing out business cards is. National radio is talking about it. I'm looking up her website.
It's probably pretty big exposure for Tammy.
Yeah.
Tammy Stainfield. And you can go to her website, which is TammyStainfield.com. That's C-A-M-I, Stainfield.com. And that's where you are right now, Allie. And you've been kind of digging into her platform, which is a little on the sparse side. She claims to be an independent, which to her means she's not a Republican and she's not a Democrat.
Well, her website, she has a couple different topics. One, her big topic is the Constitution. So in a big part of her website, she's basically going over the Constitution and giving her interpretation. So at one point I read an interesting sentence and I was wondering how it's going to be enforced, but Tammy, she refers to herself in the first name, will ban any technology, or third, I mean.
Yes, it's like Bob Dole.
Right.
Presumably she wrote the website. It could have been written by
one of her
staff.
I mean, like her first name, like usually Obama, if something's written about Obama, they say Obama, not Barack will, but Tammy will ban any technologies that control or manipulate a person's thoughts or body.
Thank God. I mean, we need a candidate.
Like mind control. Death rays.
We need a candidate that will...
Well, now, hold on a second. I mean, we do know they do have those, what is it, the sound ray thing, the ray gun the military has. You point that sucker at you, and it, like, fills your ears with just horrifying screams of terror or something like that.
Okay, so she does, but you said that a good portion of the of her planks are unfilled, to be announced. So this was one of the ones that she's willing to make a stand on, is mind-controlled devices that the government should be against these or something, right?
Basically, it's about privacy, and she talks about ban on tracking personal whereabouts. And
that sounds good.
Yeah. Well, in fact, the government will track your whereabouts if they can.
They have that. I mean, that your cell phone is a tracking device.
Remember the story about the kid? The FBI put the tracking device on his car.
He found it,
and the FBI came and wanted their tracking device back.
Bastards.
By the way, it's not a tiny little thing like Spider-Man tosses on the bottom
of
the vehicle.
Like you see in the movies. Yeah,
it's a big giant thing.
It looks like a big battery pack. Is basically the way it looked to me. Like it's got four D-cell batteries or something. Like imagine putting a mag light underneath somebody's bumper.
Yeah, that's about what it was like.
Hmm.
So what other issues are there? Have you seen any of those?
She talks about gay rights and how...
Oh, I want to hear what she thinks about gay rights. We'll come back with that. 855. She's an independent, so you can't predict what she's going to say.
At this point, I wouldn't even try.
855-450-3. 1-855-450-3733. More coming up here, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
I have have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI is 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
Allie.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam you can click and watch. And you can also interact because the chat room is built into the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do those things. It's free, of course. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? JurisDictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. You need to know how to motion the court, how to get evidence, how to communicate with the judge. If not, you're going to get left in the dust. It's important. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts all across America. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the four CD course is so easy the average eighth grader can learn it in the weekend. They've got all kinds of free stuff there for you at their website at jurisdictionary.com. Encourage you to go there, take a look, buy the course. I have, and I think it's awesome. It's jurisdictionary.com. Remember, when you check out, to use the pull-down menu, mention Free Talk Live, jurisdictionary.com.
So we're talking about one of my encounters today with presidential candidate Tammy Stainfield. Ever heard of her? Well, that figures, because she's not yet on the ballot. She's trying, though, as an independent. Of course, that means you've got to try really hard. I mean, really hard. It is not an easy thing to get on one state ballot, let alone all 50 of them, or even enough of them, like 30-something, 35-something, to actually possibly potentially get enough votes to win the election. Having been involved with the Libertarian Party for a number of years, I had experience with doing some of this pledge driving or I guess not really pledging, it's petitioning, petition drives, trying to get signatures to get candidates to get on a ballot or to get some sort of ballot measure approved or whatever. It is a grueling, brutal process, and it costs money. Seriously, you can't find the volunteers to get this done. So the candidates that are really serious about going through this this process of having ballots signed or petitions signed for to get them on the ballot, they pretty much have to pay professionals.
Yeah, and I think professionals charge, a buck a signature?
Like a buck a signature, yeah. Something like that. So, if it's the requirement in your state that you've got to get 500,000 signatures, and I don't know what the requirements are, but they're thousands upon thousands upon thousands in most places.
And they check them.
Yeah.
They do.
You're right. You've got to get more than, if you're smart.
Your tax dollars are going to check whether or not people who are running for an office have enough validated signatures.
Right.
I mean, it must
to
be incredibly.
To chicken scratch, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you've seen how people write.
Yeah, I don't know how they even determine that.
They just throw out half of them.
You pretty much need to get at least 20% more than what the requirement is, so they can't disqualify you, because that is. If it's supposed to be 400,000 and you don't bring them 500,000, you're probably going to get disqualified.
Because it matters how many people are on the ballot. I mean, because that matters. Because that's what our tax dollars should be going for. We should have an army of bureaucrats going through and checking and seeing whether or not real voters have signed these petitions or not.
Well, some people are going to get on the ballot in New Hampshire. I mean, I don't know. It must not be that hard here.
Oh,
because
go. I don't.
They usually do every election.
I see all kinds of names I don't know.
Right. So, and of course you never see them again, because they can't get on the ballots in other places, because it's much more difficult in those other places to get on there.
I don't even know what the value, frankly, of getting on the ballot is. I mean, if you're going to run for office, as
people vote for you.
Look. Do you think Tammy Stainfield stands in the same area as Mitt Romney?
Well, of course, I'm not saying it's many
people. She's more principled than Mitt Romney.
Probably true.
I like her better than Mitt Romney already.
Me too.
I've only heard two of her positions.
But Tammy, she's probably going to get all the mileage she intends to get out of this presidential run by going out, shaking hands, handing out cards, and saying,
sure,
I'm running for president. Getting on the ballot is of no use to her.
It's important. It's an important goal.
Why is it important?
Well, because these people must be serious to some extent, right? You don't go out and have business cards made up unless it's like some sort of a joke campaign, and she seemed to be pretty serious to me. Now, let's get back into her positions. So what was it that you had said right before we went to break?
Before, she said that she is going to ban the use of technologies. I'm trying to find it.
Any kind of
mind-control devices.
Yeah, like mind-control,
right.
Anything that can affect the human body, right?
That was
good
the idea.
Stuff, yeah.
It was supposed to be pro-privacy. And now she's talking about gay rights. And
oh, yes, that's right.
She actually threw me through a loop, because the way she writes, it makes you think she's going one way, but then she shows you how principled she is. She says, homosexuality was defined as a religious sin. Therefore, we can look to the Constitution to determine a precedent. Amendment 1 stated, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion. So she says, Tammy supposes that Americans now recognize opposition to gay rights has been religious in nature, thus unconstitutional. And she says that she does not support gay rights legislation. She supports an approach that protects the right of an individual who may be heterosexual or homosexual.
Can't say I disagree with that.
I certainly don't. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, she's pretty principled. I haven't really seen anything I disagree with her about.
I don't know if she's principled, but she's certainly, you know, better than
principled, Mitt Romney. More principled than the average person.
So, you know, I'm fine with her going out and meeting folks and talking to folks about the principled stuff if she can make a point, and you said that she didn't do a very good job.
Well, right,
you.
For a lady that's a constitutional person, I mean, she says preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. That's her tagline for her presidential campaign. She didn't even understand me when I asked her about secession. I mean, maybe I had marbles in my mouth at the time, but she, you know, she didn't take the time to say, or she didn't have the integrity, the personal integrity to say, I'm sorry, what? You know, if you didn't understand me, please let me know you didn't understand me. It's the, you know, hallmark of a good listener is somebody who can not only makes eye contact with you, but also will be able to say back what you just said to them. So someone who can repeat back in their own words what you have said to them is the indicator of a good listener. And if you haven't heard somebody well enough to repeat what they said to you, then you owe it to that person, if you actually want to be perceived of as a caring, good listener, to say, I'm sorry, I wasn't paying full attention. Can you run that by me one more time? Or, I don't know what secession means. What is that?
Right. That is important. I feel like a lot of people, that if you try to argue with them, I think arguing does not necessarily mean there's anger or anything like that, but just having an argument, intellectual argument, you need to be able to be honest, and, you know, it shouldn't be like where you feel like you're having to defend yourself. You're just defending the logical argument you're making.
You know, I've kind of gotten away from the terminology of argument entirely, because I feel like it is, you know, just another word for debate, essentially. And in school, what they taught you about debate was that pretty much, you know, the way you do a debate is you wait for your chance to speak, and then you speak out whatever points you want to make about your side, and then the other person speaks out what points they want to make about their side, and you
attack. Not a particularly good way to convince the other party of what you want to do. But it may be a good way to entertain people and, you know, elucidate folks that are sitting on the sideline.
Correct. Viewers
can be enlightened. I still think that you are the most effective if you can communicate in a loving and a respectful way with the person to whom you're speaking and speak to their issues, and then the people on the sidelines get to, you know, they still get the same benefit, in my opinion.
I agree with that. But to term it communication, to term it persuasion, perhaps, I think that words are important. And if you're coming at something by saying, I'm going to debate with you, well, you might as well just have this vision of digging a trench and lobbing bombs at one another, because that's essentially what a debate is. It's a verbal fight.
People become entrenched in their
exactly
ideas.
So you want to approach things from a persuasive perspective, and that means you have to be patient, you have to take time, you have to ask questions, and eventually someone's going to ask a question of you, and that's where you get an opportunity. Free Talk Live.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, ingredients fit standard mason jars and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote this program. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. And to get a list of things you can do, and you can print out flyers, you can put a bumper sticker on your car, which is free, by the way, and other things as well, printing out business cards, etc. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Web graphics and more, all free over at promote.freetalklive.com.
Every so often, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, amidst a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is emerging to change the way the monetary system works around the world. It's called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a private, free market monetary system. It's a currency, a new form of money, and it's not the liability of any bank, nor issued by any government, nor tracked by any corporation. We encourage you to learn more about it, for there is much to learn. A good starting place is WeUseCoins.com. Again, it's WeUseCoins.com.
All right, so you can take control here at 855-453, and we're going to go right to your calls. Daryl is on the line in Texas. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
You guys were talking about a minor party or independent presidential candidate getting on the ballot and how many signatures they need.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
Right now, to get on all 51 ballots, a minor party or independent needs roughly 700,000 ballot signatures.
Wow. 700,000 across the whole country. That's actually lower than I thought it was going to be.
Well, Florida, if you run as a minor party as part of a national party, mm-hmm. or what they recognize as a national party, you don't have to collect signatures. But if
you just have to pay in cash?
Independent in Florida, then you have to collect some outrageous amount.
Hold on. So let me see if I'm clear on this. You're saying that in Florida... Let me see if I'm clear. You're saying in Florida that if you are running as, like, the Socialist Workers Party candidate, that you don't have to collect signatures, but if you're just a independent, which is not actually a party, there is no – independent means you have no party affiliation, that right. In that case you have to collect ballot signatures?
Yes.
I see. So then, of course, the ultimate question is, well, what does it take to become a registered party? And that alone is going to be, you know, a bureaucratic process that probably involves money. But do they have to file some sort of a multi-thousand-dollar fee to get on?
Before this year, Florida actually had very easy party recognition. Before this year, if your party was on the ballot in at least one other state, they considered you a national party.
Okay.
They have since changed that and said that you have to be recognized by the Federal Elections Commission.
Oh, boy.
To be a national party.
You know, this is one of those issues where...
There's not necessarily any money involved in getting recognized. You just have to have previously run a presidential candidate and run congressional candidates. And that, of course, does require money. But there's not actually a filing fee to say, we want to be a party, here's $1,000.
This is one of the things that you can generally find the public on your side on. You'll say that it's you know, it's incredibly difficult for third parties to get on the ballot. The public wants the options of third parties and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But nobody cares. They care enough to say, yeah, that's unjust, but they don't care enough to do anything about it. And I think that that's one of the reasons that many folks that have moved for the Free State Project and many liberty lovers here in New Hampshire who probably haven't moved have decided that they're going to work within the party apparatus and
the Republicans and Democrats.
The Republicans and Democrats.
New Hampshire has very bad ballot access laws as well.
Indeed, but...
Everybody that's not a Republican or Democrat.
Then. Correct. Sure, and that much is true, but I tend to believe that about 40% of the population will vote for you if you put have an R or a D behind your name, in a general.
A lot of people just go along with whatever, you know, if they're Republican, I'm going to vote for them because I'm Republican.
Yeah, Daddy said this was the right thing to do.
Mom or Dad, yeah.
And exactly. Do you guys like to take a guess how many signatures the major party candidates need to get on all the primary ballots?
Zero.
No, they actually do require signatures in some states.
Okay.
Just throw a cocktail party, have everyone sign when they come in.
How many was it? I'm sorry.
27,000.
Across all 50 states.
Yeah, and it's only just a handful of states that actually require signatures.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania requires like 2,000. And that's very easy.
I mean, that's really the party hardcores. You can get the party hardcores to sign on in those cases.
And New York, I forget if it's the Republicans or Democrats. One says, if you're mentioned in the news, we'll put you on the ballot.
Huh.
And the other party says, no, you got to get 5,000. But again, it's very easy to get.
Thanks, Daryl, for clearing that up. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Anything else you want to share?
Want to plug my book real quick that I wrote on ballot access.
Oh, okay.
Duopoly, How the Republicrats Control the Electoral Process.
Duopoly, you say?
Yes.
Excellent, sir. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Now, he's right. In New Hampshire, of course, we're always talking about getting people to move to New Hampshire who love liberty, who want to achieve liberty in their lifetime, as the three of us have done, actually. Allie, you're the newest, one of the newest movers up here to New Hampshire, and Mark and I have been here for about 5 years at this point. There are some things that are very difficult about ballot access. If you are in the third parties, it is not an easy thing to do. However, on the other hand, if you're talking about like a municipal election where there are no parties, it's $2. $2 to get you on the ballot.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just all depends on how you're looking at things, right?
I'm going to run for, an office here when the next opportunity comes up. That's
Are you?
In my area. It's not anything that's going to require very much time for me. It's like a
select person or something like that?
No, that would take a lot of time.
Would it?
Select people put in a lot of time.
So okay.
Actually, select men is how they refer to women who are select men here up here. I don't know why.
I see.
But, this is just a state party position in the Republican
Party. This is like
a
big moment. He's announcing.
Yeah,
he's kind of toyed with it over the years. But, yeah, this is, like, the first time I think
this
you have
said
for sure.
This is an easy one. Essentially, you go someplace and for a day and vote on party platform stuff.
Oh, I see. So it'll be, like, an internal. But, wait, it's actually an election that's held.
It's on the ballot. I believe
that's
only
so
the Republicans do it on the ballot in the state.
Now, that's weird. Now, that doesn't make any sense. Well, I thought Republicans were for small government. Like, they could save people money by not having it done publicly, right? They could just do it privately within their own party.
It's already, the ballot's already going out. What difference does it make if you put somebody's name on it?
You're still asking people to count votes for your party
election.
They're
already counting votes.
Yeah.
Republicans ran New Hampshire for so long that I think that they, you know, that things worked differently than they do in the Democratic Party.
Well, the Libertarian Party's always been that way, where the internals, I guess they have like a convention where people go to and they select their presidential candidate mm-hmm. that way, for instance. So that way, you know, they're in no way a burden whatsoever on the system to choose their candidate, which I think makes sense. Not that I support the Libertarian Party anymore. I quit the LP publicly a few years ago, and I haven't been interested in joining again.
They're a burden in the sense that the government has set up these hurdles for them to overcome. So I have to pay for the bureaucrats that will count their signatures. So that's a burden. But I don't think it's the Libertarian Party's fault. I think it's the government's fault.
So back to our presidential candidate that I met on the street today as I was at an Occupy event. Tammy Stainfield came by. She's running for president. And she's got a website, TammyStainfield.com. And Allie, you've been kind of pouring over her site. It's a little sparse on information as far as what her beliefs are, but there are a few issues that she does cover. One, she doesn't think mind control should happen, so that's good. Nobody that should be in favor of mind control, right? Gay rights. She supports the idea that the state shouldn't be involved in. It sounded like almost that the state shouldn't be involved in marriage, but she didn't come right out and quite say that. But at the same time, she didn't say
it's unconstitutional. Have any laws that
that prohibit it.
Prohibit.
Yeah. And then, is there anything else that you want to share from that website?
She brings up an issue, but I'm not quite sure how she would approach. But she talks about how Tammy has a growing concern that American society has collectively decided to encroach on a person's right to have impartial jury. She talks about how the media influences people and how people are going to be partial and juries no matter what.
I'd agree with that, yeah.
That's interesting. I don't know what you would do about that, though.
I guess lock people in a room and prevent them from seeing anything, right, if they're on a jury? 1-855-453, which, of course, would make jury duty all the less attractive to people, and then you only get the most arch-status people on juries. More coming up here. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics.
Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
Allie.
And Mark.
And once again, go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, our chat room, our bulletin board system, which has just been sort of rebooted and severely modified. And it is hopefully going to be a better experience for you. It hadn't been a very good experience for some people recently due to the... Mark, what are you looking at?
I am checking out, something on the internet. Why do you ask? Uh-huh.
I can see what you're looking at in the reflective window behind you there. You
somebody
naughty boy! What? They
somebody
sent you a link.
A link.
He's looking. You're looking at porn, aren't you?
I saw some
you
pictures.
That's his constitutional right.
You are
Ian?
Supposed to be paying it. No, it's not. He has no constitutional right during this show when he's supposed to be paying attention.
Apparently, having the BBS up here is not good enough for you. You have to look at things in the mirror.
Just, I couldn't help but notice the naked woman that you were looking at.
Mark, you should sit in my seat. There's no like reflective anything. Ian has no idea what I'm looking at.
I've got to keep an eye on him, Allie. You have to understand.
The link said, look at what she's wearing, and she wasn't.
1-855. I see. Sure it did. 1-855-453. That's the number. You can get involved over the BBS, bbs.freetalklive.com. It has been redesigned, etc., and there's other ways to interact with our listeners over at freetalklive.com. You can actually create the site content. You can find something that you think's interesting, maybe Tammy Stainfield's website, post it as a link on our site, and then others can vote up or down whether they like or dislike it. We're talking about Tammy. She encountered me on the street today, and we had a brief conversation where I wasn't really impressed with what she had to say, but I figured dig in a little deeper, see what she says on her website about herself, about her beliefs. She's running for president, and she's running as an independent, which means she's not a Republican or Democrat, as she explained it today. And she didn't sound like she really understood the question that I had asked her. But we have been digging into her site, TammyStainfield.com, and we left off with something, right, Allie?
Yeah, she talks about how the media controls, how she doesn't like, and this is just, I think her website's just a way for her to vent about how she doesn't like the way things are happening in society around her.
That's
but,
kind of what anybody who's running right. for president, that's one of these bottom-tier candidates, that's really what it's about, is the opportunity to vent.
she doesn't like how the media will try to influence, you know, they'll report on a trial and then they'll show an immediate bias and try to get people on their side, like the Casey Anthony trial, trying to...
I would agree with her.
Right. But I just don't know. I guess this is just a way for her to... sort of bring, I mean, I haven't read anything that I disagree with so far.
But like you said, what to do about that? I mean, if that's your issue with a political campaign, usually as a politician, it's your intention to change something. And
right.
So how would she propose? She doesn't propose anything,
she
I
doesn't,
presume.
No.
So she's just simply saying, well, this is a problem, having the media basically take a side on whether or not someone's guilty. And I agree with her completely. I mean, the media can waste you. I mean, if you've been accused of something and haven't been found guilty, you might as well have been found guilty, especially if it's something like touching a little kid or something like
that. Well, Casey Anthony was found innocent, surprisingly.
Yes, she was.
So,
But then again, just because she was found innocent doesn't mean people change their
opinions. She was pretty, too. And this goes to some extent to sort of speak to it, is that that's the reason the media covered her so much was, you know, she was an unattractive woman.
Mm-hmm. So anything else you want to share? Or do we pretty much cover that?
We pretty much covered Tammy.
All right. So good luck, Tammy, and everybody else that's trying desperately to win the presidential candidacy in their areas and will end up not going any further.
If you're gesticulating, you just knock crap off the studio.
At least I'm not looking at porn during the show. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Boy, you must be so glad I'm back, Mark. Now you can go look at your porn, play your video games. It's amazing. You can even do talk radio shows.
You're disturbing my solitaire game. If you want to go on with the TSA, be bothering people driving down the road and Tennessee?
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah, well, actually, I do want to get to that coming up here in just a little bit. 855-450-FREE. It sounds pretty outrageous, and it's not the only story about checkpoints that's out there worth sharing with you. So we're going to get to a couple of those on the way here. 855-450-FREE. And I think we've pretty much covered all of the Occupy news, at least that I'm aware of. Hopefully we're going to hear from the guys over at libertyontour.com and copblock.org, because they are on their way down to New York City as we speak. And you know, whenever Pete Nademo, if you've been listening to the show for a little while, whenever Pete Nademo show up at an event, it's always worthwhile. It's always worth taking the time to watch whatever happens, because they always have video cameras with them.
Something, and good questions.
Yeah, and good questions to ask people. And something is going to occur. Maybe it's going to be amusing. Maybe it's going to be outrageous because they've been arrested before a number of times. They're not afraid of standing up for their liberties and for other people's freedom. And I happen to know that Uncle Sam will be making an appearance at Occupy Wall Street.
That's a costume that a demo has.
Yes. Now, I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you that, but I've already done it. So,
too late.
So if you're in New York City this weekend, be on the lookout for Uncle Sam. I think that the Uncle Sam video, whatever it ends up being, could be one of those viral videos. I mean, Uncle Sam at Wall Street, for those who haven't seen it, go to YouTube, type in Uncle Sam.
I thought it was in Las Vegas.
He's done a bunch.
Okay.
So pretty much the major cities that they go to, they bring out this Uncle Sam costume. Ademo gets up, you know, all gussied up as Uncle Sam's kind of this shiny blue, you know, red, white, and blue costume. And he basically goes around and harasses people.
And demands money.
Yeah, demands their obedience and demands their, you know, tax money. And just gets in their face and is very rude and funny. You know, it's a very lighthearted kind
right.
of rude. Obviously, he's joking and people get that he's joking. And it's a very, I think, it is a well-received form of, it's not really outreach because he's not exactly, you know, giving them a specific message. It's more of like a make the state look ludicrous, laugh at the state, street theater kind of thing, which I think that kind of activism is very valuable, especially when you can make a video out of it, put it online, and have other people go and watch it. So go check out the Uncle Sam videos when you get a chance. What else should they search for, though? Uncle Sam?
Uncle Sam Liberty on Tour was very successful in getting several results here, and they look great.
Yeah, so hit the subscribe button on Liberty on Tour and CopBlock on YouTube and be on the lookout. I'll probably post it over at freekeen.com, but I'm pretty excited about that, and hopefully I haven't jinxed it now talking so much about it.
A really great one where Uncle Sam dances to this this song. It's called My Country, My Ass, where this guy, and it's a great song. It's a really great song. This guy vents about how he feels the country's been co-opted and things like that,
mm-hmm.
and it's I enjoy it.
Good stuff. So, Mark, you wanted to talk about the TSA. They are apparently stopping people in the street now. It's come to that.
Well, motorists. TSA decides terrorists must be driving, partners with the Tennessee law enforcement, in order to randomly search vehicles from techdirt.com. It says apparently it's this pita bread here sends the distressing but completely unsurprising news. The TSA, with the cooperation of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security, is now trolling for terrorists on the open highway. The Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security on Tuesday partnered with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Transportation Security Administration.
Jeez.
Wow.
And several other federal and state agencies for a safety enforcement and awareness operation.
They just love the being provoked, don't they?
In, on Tennessee's interstates and two of metropolitan area bus stations. Now, bus stations,
okay.
Nothing new. They've been, the TSA has been going after bus stations, train stations, and now right on open highways.
Now, which highway was it?
It says on interstates.
So multiple locations, then. Yes. This isn't just a one-off, one-time occurrence?
Yeah, this is no ordinary random search for vehicles. It had its own acronym. Yes. The agencies conducted a visible intermodal prevention and response.
They could just start making bridges into, like, those big scanners, and it just radiates you as you go through.
There you go.
Don't give
Perfect.
Them ideas.
They already have the infrastructure.
I don't know what they're going to look for. I mean, cars are made of metal still. It'd be tough.
Well, they do have the scanners where they can drive by someone's house and, like, hit it with infrared.
Wow. Yeah, they could.
They do have that. So, this is happening. They're stopping cars
wholesale
operation on the street.
Yeah, it was at scale complexes where trucks and large vehicles are weighed. The Viper operation was also conducted at two regional bus terminals in Nashville and Knoxville. An awesomely G.I. Joe-ish as Viper sounds, one would think that the random searches of vehicles might run afoul of the Fourth Amendment. The word from above is, don't worry about it. You're probably just thinking too much. Highway Patrol Colonel Tracy Trott offers some much-needed perspective.
They shouldn't worry about it because the courts are going to likely back them up. And even if they don't back them up, even if the courts miraculously do say, hey, this was wrong, it won't be until years from now when a court will make a decision on that, if this makes it to the Supreme Court, if someone challenges the search,
if
it makes it to the Supreme Court.
Nobody's going to get in trouble for violating anyone's constitutional rights.
Nope.
They don't do that.
Nope.
Just doesn't happen. Even if the if there's a settlement, it doesn't come out of the paychecks of these people who did it.
And if they make arrests for people who are perhaps transporting marijuana or had a joint in the ashtray,
of course they will.
Then they're not going to overturn that. Like if the Supreme Court comes up later and says this was wrong, then all of a sudden they're not going to cut people loose from jail. 1-855-453-8855. That's toll free. 1-855-450-3733. I want to talk more about this. There's definitely more, yes?
Yes.
We'll dig into this TSA stopping people on the street now. This is Free Talk Live.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's Pharmacy. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.